happening on Wednesday nights. So if you haven't found your place on Wednesday night, you might want to try out one of those new experiences. We are glad that you are here for worship today. I pray that today that the youth of our congregation, the teenagers who live and worship among us, will be able to teach us and to show us and to guide us closer to God's Word and closer to God's Spirit. We are glad you are here today. Miss Bobby is here. You once were a teenager, weren't you, Miss Bobby? Do you remember being a teenager? A little bit? Do you remember being a teenager?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Because back in the because when you were a teenager, were you one of the carpenters? Were you singing with your brothers and sisters when you were a teenager? Carpenter's Trio. So thank you for being here. And she's still a teenager at heart. Would you guide us into worship today with our prelude? Would you play for us? Yes. All right. Let's gather and worship as we invite you to worship here at First Baptist Church.
Open, just come on in. Oh, no need to knock, no need to knock. The door is open, just come on in.
Oh, no need to knock, no need to knock. Oh, no.
Just come on in.
No. Oh, no. knock, no need to knock. The door is open, just come on in. Oh no, no need to knock. Oh no, no need to knock. Just come on in. The door is open.
The door is open.
The door is open, just come on in.
Thank you. We're so glad to have Habersham Singers as our guest today, leading us in worship. Thank you, Ms. Patton and Habersham Singers. We look forward to more music from you today. Let's all stand together as we sing our opening hymn of praise, Jesus is All the World to Me, hymn number 184, and we'll sing together the first and third verses.
Friend Robert Gotch is coming to lead our prayer. I want to just say a word of thanks to all who are here today to celebrate our youth ministry, especially to Habersham Singers for being here. And Robert is one of our faithful youth Sunday school teachers, and he's going to come now and lead us in our prayer.
Good morning. Just want to go lead us in prayer, and just want to say one thing. Leading you guys, leading the youth each and every Sunday is awesome for me, because we get to lead these guys in worshiping the Lord and directing their lives. Because right now, with social media and all the peer pressures of school and everything else, it's tough. And we don't have that much time to share with them. But we have the opportunity, I have the opportunity, and Miss Mary has the opportunity, and those who aren't a youth, Pastor John and I, it's a blessing. And I appreciate you guys bringing your kids here each and every Sunday. So thank you for that. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for this time of worship. I thank you, Lord, that we are able to pour into our youth and our kids, and our young adults, your blessings and your direction and your word each and every Sunday. Lord, I just ask you, Father, that their hearts would be on fire for you, Lord, as you were on fire for us. Help us to run the race. The last thing on the cross you said was, it was just so awesome. Forgive them for what they have done. I have finished the race. It is done. He could have came off that cross at any moment and said, this is too hard, but he didn't. Let us all finish the race. Let us all finish the race with Jesus in mind. Help us, Lord, each and every day. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much, Robert. Thank you. You may be seated. We are just so glad to have you here today, and we know we have guests that are with us who are maybe parents or relatives of Habersham Singers. You are our special guest today, and we're very glad you're here. And maybe you're just visiting. This is your first time to be at First Baptist. There's a card in the pew rack in front of you where you can fill out some information, and also there's a place there for you to write any special prayer needs. And I know Pastor Eric will mention this later in the service, but this is a special week where we really focus on prayer, and we're beginning to have on Tuesday and Wednesday mornings a prayer time here in our worship serve in our sanctuary every morning that we'd love to have you come and join us, and we'll be praying over these things, I'm sure, as well as many, many other things. Thursday is the National Day of Prayer, and I hope you will consider joining me for that, and whoever in our community at the Big Red Apple at noon on Thursday as we call out to God for our community. I also want to just say what an honor and privilege it is to work with our teenagers in this church. They are a blessing to my life, and it's an honor to be able to share those blessings with you today. And we could not do it with people like Robert, Mary Turner, several others. If you are a youth worker, I want you just to stand up. If you help me with our youth, please stand up. Yes, Caleb, in the back, stand up. Everybody look at Caleb. He's in the back. And let's pray for him. But I am so thankful for these adults who pour into the lives of teenagers week after week. Some of our youth are out of town today, but we're so glad to have those who are here for you to just celebrate what God is doing in their lives, and it's an honor to be doing that today. Bobby, come and lead us in our song.
John, before Bobby, before we sing, you have a seat for a second. We have acknowledged that this month, beginning tomorrow in May, marks John's sixth year of serving as our faith formation pastor, doing youth and children's ministry, and now our discipleship and youth minister for the past couple of years. And I want to invite Carrie, who's a member of our youth committee, to come up and to highlight John for just a moment. Surprise. Calm down for a second. He likes to be in charge of everything, and he did. And this was not planned.
I've had the honor of working with John Swindler for the last 5 years in our youth. So as we begin to think of ways that we could honor him this Sunday, I could think of no better way than to have some of his favorite people share some of his favorite sayings. John's pretty notorious for his famous quotes. He's always imparting words of wisdom, things that he always says. In fact, one of my favorite John Swindler sayings is when we are in the youth room and he will say, I always say this to my girls. I always say this around my house. And then he'll say one of his famous quotes. And then he'll look at Jill. And Jill will say, no, you don't, Dad. I've never heard you say that. Of course, that always brings a lot of laughs in the youth room. But John does have some pretty great words of wisdom. And here are just a few.
Hey, John, filming from Birmingham, Alabama. A famous quote that you always say would be, keep believing. And I'm sure there's plenty of other funny ones, but I figured I'd send in a serious one because it's something that's made an impact in my life. Thanks for all you do at the church. I miss you. And keep believing. Bye.
Hi, church family. Hi, Tad. So I was told to make this video for a famous John Swindler saying. So something he's known for saying, especially with his kids, is it a cross? And with, like, teenagers and his youth groups, he's always said it too. But he says it whenever someone's complaining, and it's really an impactful statement. As short as it is, it's very impactful because it keeps you in check, and you're reminded that it's not all about you. You know, when you're complaining about the test you failed or the team you didn't make, and then you're told, is it a cross? And then you think, oh, no, it's not. You know, your hands aren't nailed to it. You're not dying. And it just reminds you of what Jesus did for you and how you don't need to complain. Of course, we're human, we're going to. But being instilled that as a child has made me the person I am now. So I'm very thankful that I've been told that all my life. So, Dad, thank you for telling me that from a young age. Instilling it in my heart and mind. Thank you for all the things you say. I love you a lot. And always remember, is it a cross? Bye, y'all.
A quote that I always think of when I think of John Swindler is, I'm going to go see my grandkids this week.
And a quote I always think about is, that's going on the back of a t-shirt one day.
I love you, John Swindler. You're one of my favorite people. So I'm going to end this video by ending it the same way you end every single message you have ever sent to me. Keep believing, John.
When I think about John and one of his favorite quotes, I always think about when he said, it's not about you.
John Swindler, oh, the priceless, unforgettable memories. I think you have those written down somewhere. So glad your church is honoring you today. Thank you for the impact you had in my life and countless others. Always remember to hold on to both pairs of shoes while rafting and only take one piece of pie. Ramp freak and water plus me equals fun. Maybe we can sit down and have a chat with Inga and Herb one day. Love you and Jenny, and keep believing as you watch those countless beauty pageants that you are making a difference. Love, Cayman, Brian, and Autumn Richardson.
Hi, John. The thing I most remember you always saying in youth group was to always keep believing. We are so thankful for you and your influence on my life. Congratulations.
Hey, everyone. I'm Laura Grace. I'm John's middle daughter, and I'm not really sure exactly who's seeing this, but if I have to say my favorite saying, one of the things that my dad's taught me is that it's all preparation. So whatever we are walking through in our life is preparing us for the next thing, and ultimately we're being prepared for eternity. And so I'm very thankful that my dad has shared that with me over the past few years. And I love you a lot, Dad, and I appreciate the way you love and serve the local church, and I'm encouraged by you every day. Love you, Dad.
Hi, my name is Travis Bowers. I knew John from the Baptist Church of Beaufort. I served as his summer youth intern in the summer of 1992, so that would make it about 25 years ago this summer. I remember he used to tell us that you can never go back. Your past is your past. Leave it there. You can always learn from it, but you can always grow in your faith and ministry as you look to the future.
I've gotten the privilege to know Pastor John for the past 6 years, and here are some things he is most likely to say. Number one, he is the most likely to talk about his grandchildren, Archie, Aiden, and Judah. Number two, he is the most likely to get us lost in a sketchy part of East Tennessee. Number three, he is the most likely to always quote his favorite Bible verse, 1 Thessalonians 5:14. Thank you, Pastor John, for the last 6 years. We've had lots of memories, and as always, keep believing.
My name is Ashley Neighbors, and I know John from First Baptist Church, Florence, South Carolina. God brought him into my life as my youth minister, as a rising junior in high school, and praise God he did, because what a wonderful experience my teenage years were because of John and Jenny and the love they poured out on me. Things that stand out to me are countless trips that we went on, Bible studies, the Lord's Supper, and always having a word of encouragement for me. Celebrate Life was an amazing experience that we did. Music always has played a good part in my life, and that helped to make the scriptures more alive for me. Waterbury, which has always stuck with me because there's a little bit of Waterbury wherever we are. And just the encouraging words that John always had for me, and the love of scripture that he fostered in my life, always giving me scripture to meditate on and to encourage me with, and sayings that I won't forget are don't mess with other people's stuff, that is sacred, and keep believing. And I know he still uses that today because it's important to remind ourselves to never lose faith and to believe wholly in what scripture has for us. And I'm just grateful God allowed him and Jenny and Elena and Laura Grace and eventually Jillian to come in to my life. What a beautiful story. And now, because of the significance you had in my life, now I'm married to a youth minister and work with teenagers on a daily basis. So God is good all the time. And I love you. Hope all is well.
Good morning, First Baptist Church of Cornelia. We're so honored to come to you today and tell you a little bit about my dad, John Swindler. Some of his favorite quotes were, growing up, what goes in must come out. This was in regards to music, especially during my teenage years when I liked rap. He would say that, be careful what you're listening to, Elena. What you listen to will come out. It's so true, and I've understood this statement as I've gotten older. Another favorite quote of mine is, be flexible. This was normally in regards to youth trips, and you never know what's going to happen. I think he's begun to understand this in a whole new meaning with the greatest gift of his grandchildren in the past few years.
This is my turn. We appreciate you. We're happy you've made it 5 years. Good for you. And we appreciate your legacy and what you bring to our family, and hope for many more years in the ministry. Love you, and we thank you.
Keep believing.
John, you can come back up now. Now that I kicked you out for a little while. I would like to share one final thing that John always says. And that is, this is my favorite verse in the Bible. The reason I say that is because it is true. John is probably one of the few youth leaders that I have ever been around who believes and holds fast to the power and the importance of God's word. He teaches our youth reverence. He tells them, and they could probably quote it with me, when we read from God's word, we are still and we are quiet and we are focused, because it is as if God is speaking to us himself. In 2 Timothy 14, chapter 3, verse 14, it says, but as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. And then it goes on in 4:2, preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season, correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. And that is what John Swindler does for our youth. And we are so thankful for him, that he not only teaches our youth, but he does it always through scripture. As you probably heard the things that were said, there was one that was repeated. And so for John today, I have this small little sign for him to put in his home or office that says his truly favorite quote, keep believing. And we have a small gift for you and Jenny to share to enjoy some time together. So, John, thank you.
Let's remain standing, and we'll continue with our worship. John, we appreciate you. We really do. Appreciate you and your youth and all that you do for us as you serve through your witness and through your Bible study. Thank you so much. It's our tradition here at First Baptist to sing a song before we turn and greet each other. And this morning, his name is wonderful. So let's sing together before we turn and greet each other this morning.
is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He is the mighty King, Master of everything. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He's the great shepherd, the rock of all ages. Almighty God is He. Bow down before Him, love and adore Him. His name is wonderful, Jesus, my Lord.
Let's turn and greet each other this morning and pass the peace of Christ. Let's come together and sing that chorus again.
His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He is the mighty King, Master of everything. Wonderful, Jesus, my Lord. He's the great shepherd, the rock of all ages. Almighty God is He. Bow down.
And please be seated.
Yeah.
As you go to the Lord in prayer, I will remind you, as John said, there this week on Thursday, the first Thursday of May, is National Day of Prayer. There will be a remembrance and time at the Habersham EMC at 7 a.m., a breakfast. There's also a one here in Cornelia at noontime, and you're welcome to join us in any of those celebrations and times of prayer. And also, our staff and the effort of just really trying to break into ways of recognizing that we are spiritual leaders, and all of us are praying every Tuesday and Wednesday morning from 8:45 to 9 a.m. here in the sanctuary, praying for you, praying for our congregation, and you are always welcome to come in and simply join us. Maybe you're heading to work, maybe you've got a break for a second, you're welcome just to come in and to just spend some time in prayer each Tuesday and Wednesday. With that information, let me invite us now into a time of prayer. Let's pray together. Oh, come, O Lord Jesus, come into our lives and into this time and into this moment, so that as the God of creation, as our Savior and our Sustainer, O Lord, that we may be able to offer to you our prayers for our nation and our world. O Lord, we live in a time that is filled with uncertainty, anxiety, with hopes, and with fears. We do not know the future, O Lord. And so we come and give you our nation, our community, our lives. As we offer our prayers for our country and our leaders, we first of all acknowledge you as our first love. Before party or nation, we are your children, called by your name and saved through the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus. We are citizens of your kingdom before we are citizens of any earthly kingdom. And you have called for our total allegiance, our abiding love. Why? Because you first loved us. While we were sinners, O Lord, you looked at our lives. And in grace, you loved us and you saved us. And you give us the chance to follow you. And so as citizens of your kingdom, O Lord, we come and pray for our nation, the United States of America. We pray for unity among our citizens and neighbors, even as we see the world differently. Allow us, O Lord, to be quick to listen and slow to argue, so that we may be agents of grace in a divided world. We pray for wisdom and courage for our leaders as they face difficult international and national challenges. Give us as citizens the courage to allow our leaders to find common sense solutions to our national challenges, so that we may help them to help all of our citizens and to heal our nation. We pray for the protection of our most vulnerable members of our country. From our newly arrived immigrants to our children orphaned because of drug use, from our babies born into violent neighborhoods to our women struggling to leave homes filled with violence, O Lord, our most vulnerable are all around us. And so give us, as the citizens of your kingdom, the courage to stand with the most vulnerable in our own neighborhoods, in our own communities, and as a nation. And as much as we talk and listen, O Lord, about politics and world events, help us this day to shout with praise to you that this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Help us to see politics not from our own perspective, but from your perspective, so that we may find the peace that passes all understanding. And finally, O Lord, use this congregation and this people of faith as agents of your kingdom in our places of influence, of work, of school, of our own being. May we never stop praying for your intervention in this nation, in our world. May we never stop participating and working for the common good of our community and for our nation and for your kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven. We pray these things in the name of Jesus, our Savior and our Lord. Amen.
As we continue with our worship, let's stand together and sing our offertory hymn, number 54, Great is Thy Faithfulness. We'll sing the first and last verses only.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto pardon for sin and a peace that endureth. Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness.